Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Joining us, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, last night, 60 shots on net, a 5-2 win. How hard is it to come back in game two and get stats like that?
Well, we'll find out. I guess it's not so much the stats. We just want to keep playing well, Kelly. I've been saying that for a while now. It's, you know, that's the consistency you want to see in your team, is just to keep coming out and keep playing the same way. And you know, if we do that, then obviously, you know, the scoreboard will take care of itself. What I mean by that is, if we come out and play hard, play the type of game we want to play, then we're certainly going to create chances and prevent our opponents from getting chances. And, you know, you add that all up, hopefully it's going to be in your favor on the scoreboard at the end of the game.
It seems like every week a different group of players is stepping up. It just shows how talented this team is. Last weekend it was Casa, Berglund, and Wright. Last night it's Mack, Terrace, Lange, and Joyce. Nice to see that you're getting that balanced scoring, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's certainly a lot of other players that are awful close. You know, certainly that Claire and Paige and Emma's line, you know, besides the power play goal Emma scored, they created a lot of good chances. And even the Featherstone Morrault Fawcett line created two or three great chances. I remember in the second period alone, they had a couple of really good grade A's. And certainly Berglund's line was good again. They, you know, I thought they were on the ice for Joyce's goal there in the second period. But all in all, I thought all four lines rolled were pretty doggone effective. And as I mentioned in the post game with Tyler, that anytime your defense can add to your scoring, it's just going to help you. And certainly, AJ's two goals, Mack Lange's two assists, prove that point as well.
Heather Olson had 10 shots on goal. She was part of that 3-on-3 power or 3-on-3 penalty kill power play, whatever, special teams. But I know she probably was a bit frustrated she didn't get on the scoreboard, but that's a lot of shots for her to have put up last night.
It really is. She had a good game. You know, she's got a knack for getting pucks to the net. And, in the 3-on-3, obviously we're trying to give her, you know, she hasn't scored a goal yet in her career, and it was a good opportunity to get her out there. And it also as a reward for how she's been playing. And for a defenseman to get 10 shots on net, that's doing pretty doggone good.
When you're playing that well on offense, you also have to concentrate on defense as well, helping out Lauren Bench with her third win last night. But what was your team doing well on defense?
Well, that was the point we made, particularly after the second period, is you can't start looking for offense. You can't start cheating for offense. In other words, kind of leaking out of the zone early and anticipating. You've got to keep those good habits of making sure, 100% sure, we have possession of the puck and playing good, solid, sound team defense, because that's where your offense is going to start. You know, we call it working for your offense, and that's what we mean by that, is work hard defensively, have good stick on puck, close quick, make sure you're playing your position. You know, once we create those turnovers, now we have the puck, now we're going to go. And if you start cheating and leaking out of the zone, now you're going to give up outnumber situations. So I thought we were okay defensively. I don't think we're as good as we can be, and that's one of the areas I think we want to be a little bit more cognizant of in today's game, is just being a little bit better, stick on puck, playing through hands, not sweep checking quite as much. And if we do that, I think we're going to even get more offensive opportunities.
Playing against the WCHA, you guys are used to that. Playing against CHA teams is a little bit different, isn't it?
Well, you just don't know their personnel as well. You're not sure about the type of play. You know, in my experience, the CHA teams have been pretty physical. Syracuse was here earlier. We saw them, and pretty physical series. And the game got more physical as it went on last night. Certainly hope it doesn't carry over a whole lot today. I mean, we just want to get up and down the ice. I mean, the physical part of the game is always going to be there. Certainly our league is a physical league. But you certainly don't want, things to get out of hand. And I thought there was some real close borderline checking from behind situations that they didn't call yesterday. And you don't want to see that carry over in today's game.
Lauren Bench got her win last night. You're going to give Kerrigan Dowie a chance to play. She was so impressive, like you said, last night in that Hall of Fame game, and then against Wisconsin in those 12 minutes, 49 seconds that she played. What are you hoping to see out of her today?
I just go and play her game. She's a good goalie, and she's worked extremely hard in practice. And, it's always different, obviously, in a game, and it's going to be her first time, playing in this building. So hopefully she'll settle down and just be comfortable and have fun.
What's it going to take to get a win here in game two?
Well, we want to have a good start, Kelly. That's the big thing, is come out in that first period and really set the tempo in terms of how we want to play, try to get rolling all four lines and get pucks past their D, get pucks and people to the net, and good things can happen.
I noticed Tina Camp is out. How's she doing?
Doing okay. You know, besides she took one of those shots last night, but she's also been playing with another injury that it just, you know, I just felt giving her a night off, just to make sure she's 100% for next weekend series with Mankato.
And we'll get a chance to see Kara Wirth and Heather Olson both in the lineup together. That's a first.
Well, we actually had them both in the lineup against St. Cloud in that non-conference game when we dressed seven defensemen. So, but again, you know, all seven of our defense that are eligible to play have all done extremely well. It's very difficult every time we get to this point about who's in and who's out. And you know, I told Tina, certainly was not her play at all. If you know, had this be it was just a conference game, she'd be playing, but it's just an opportunity to give her just a little bit more rest, and certainly Kara deserves to play as well. So, you know, it's nice when you have that problem, Kelly, mm-hmm. that you're confident in all seven of your defensemen.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.